Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Anthony Adams, alongside my beautiful co-host, Ms. Lindsay Petruni.
Thank you, Anthony. We have a big show coming up for you guys, including a look into the secret vault of some historical treasures here at Hallis Hall. But first, Jeff Joniak spent some time hanging out at Martellus Bennett's house. Check it out.
All right, so this is what greets your guests.
Yes, this is
a compilation of a lot of different useful items. What do you got here?
The reason why this is in the front door, because it just kind of explains what you're walking into when you walk into the house. You know, this is how our house is operated, with a lot of, like, it's a lot of emotion, a lot of creativity, a lot of fun, a lot of love, a lot of happiness. Like, most of the colors on here are happiness. I used to be in a band called the Moonshine Kids, which were with me, my little brother Rashad, and my friend Chris Job. So, because I made, like, I did an album on iTunes, and I did a lot of music, and I used to like pop and like punk rock and stuff like that. I did this one last year. Okay. Wow. We went to Hawaii.
Wow. How do you have time for all of this? Is this replace somebody who sits in their couch and play video games all day? Is this your getaway?
Yeah, I still play video games from time to time. but that's just when you just hit it right, the nail on the head earlier when you said I have a whole world ahead of me. And I just feel like there's, why be good at, or, you know, why be good at one thing or great at one thing when we're allowed to be great at so many things? I like a lot of up-and-coming artists because I like to put money back into the community. Yeah. So when I see something I like, you know, I got the phone number from another friend that knew them as artists as well that does art with them, and I hit them up. And
their
I got
faces, right?
Yeah, like the Pac-Man characters.
Yeah. So beyond the fact that they're interesting and unique and you could look at them and not get bored looking at them, is that why they're hanging on your wall?
Yeah, I like conversation pieces.
Yeah.
So, like, when people come in, I like something that you can just kind of sit at and look at a while, or you want to touch. And right now, I'm trying to, you know, I don't want a lot of flat art, so I like a lot of, you know, I'm starting to like things with shapes and that's just not...
Textures
and structures. And a lot of stuff that I can't do. Like, I want to learn how to work with wood, but I'm afraid I might do something with my million-dollar hands.
You can't touch
those. Yeah, so I don't touch them.
Those are surgeons.
But now that I know, like, one of my neighbors... He's good with wood. So now I go over there, I could draw something up, and he'll work on it, and I could pay him, and then I could make it.
That also sounds like a book. He's good with wood. See, you didn't even realize it.
This one will be right here. I'm going to have this pulled up. This one will be about like 4.5, 4 feet. And then I want to build another building back here, which is because I want my kids to grow up with access to tons of information and different things. So back here is just going to be like a studio, but a studio full of, like, where there's music, art, like, wife's makeup stuff. So that way, the kids could be, like, sewing and all this stuff. They could be hands-on right at home all the time as well. And we could pick up hobbies together, because there's a lot of stuff I still want to learn how to do that I don't know how to do. Like, my little brother told me the other day he learned how to sew. And I was like, what? I'm behind. Like,
you're behind.
Where am I?
Everything's not a race,
I'm like, bro, where have I been?
Anthony, Martellus is pretty creative.
Yeah.
What have you done lately that's artistic?
I do a little drawings on the side. Just whatever I see, whatever's in my room. Lindsay, I'm serious. Lindsay always thinks I'm joking. I can draw. My dad is an artist.
I knew that. Your dad is a very good artist.
Yeah, but I'm not so much an artist as he is, but, you know, when I sit down and take some time, I can really draw things that
stick
are...
Stick figures.
No, okay. I'll show you guys some pictures one day. I haven't shown anybody these pictures, so this is
exclusive.
Yes.
Always.
Exclusivity.